The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
We gather in reverence before the wonder of life, the wonder of this moment, the wonder of being together, so close yet so apart, each hidden in our own secret chamber, each listening, each trying to speak, yet none fully understanding, none fully understood. We gather in reverence before all intangible things that eyes see not, nor ears can detect, that hands can never touch, that space cannot hold, and time cannot measure. We come together in the diversity of our belief and our non-belief. We come together in a unity of spirit, a unity of community. Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is a religious home where each of you is welcome and called to search for what moves your soul, and then to bring it forth and to share it with others. I'm Reverend Andrew, and I'm so happy to be here and to have you here with me in online or in person. And as with every service, like we could say it's every service, this is going to be a little bit different. So if every service is different, does that mean that they're all the same because they're same in their like differentness? That's a different, maybe a different topic. And that's all of us. We're all different and we're all same because we're all different. Maybe that sermon will come next time. But at any rate, today we have sharing, we have questioning, we have lots of songs and music, we have activities, if you could not tell. If you're online, there's some handouts, there's some things to pick up, and there's a table in the center. I'll try to include you as much as possible. Do not worry. I asked everyone to grab a puzzle piece and a colored pencil. If you haven't, at any point you can go get a pencil and a puzzle piece. If you're online, you can just get a drawing, coloring implement, and a scrap of paper to do this at home. There are handouts too. Those are completely optional, and I'll be able to give those to you online. Each Sunday, we mark our time of worship by kindling a flame. This flaming chalice is a symbol of our shared faith of diversity, and it's also a symbol of your personal faith. That which you hold most dear in your hearts is witnessed to by the flame we kindle. Those deepest values and beliefs, your answers, your questions, and your searching are witnessed to and held in the flame we now kindle. I've asked Cam and Becky to come forward and light our chalice. Amen. We light a second flame from our shared plurality, a beacon and a charge for peace in our hearts, for peace in our lives, and for peace in the world. So please join me in the responsive words on the screen. May peace be with us.
And with all the people of the world.
Thank you. We are going to sing. So included with those handouts are hymnals, optional. We're going to sing Faith is a Forest. So I invite you to please rise in body or in spirit. And as usual, there are a couple free rows up here. So if you need to move up, if you're like, I can't see, or why is he so far away? Move on up. Faith is a Forest, 194. It's a good day, maybe not to have people right up here, because it's going to be, there's going to be some talking back and forth. It's going to be a little intimate, some questions and maybe some answers. We'll see. And here's the start to our questions today, the start and the beginning of our exploring and creating, asking, possibly answering together. And my question is not, it's not a surprise, right? What is pluralism? Like that, I got a puzzle. All this theme is like working through it. Yeah, see? What is pluralism? You may call out online. If you have an idea about what pluralism is, just type it out and Michael shout it out for us. What is it? In religion, in politics, your home, school, or office?
More than one belief.
More than one belief?
Diversity.
Different views. Respecting of different views. Any more thoughts? I like that. It was different views, but then respecting of different views.
Inclusion.
Inclusion. We're talking about pluralism for this month, and also as one of the new, maybe Unitarian Universalist values coming in. Is pluralism, is it just being different together? We had this, or does pluralism necessitate respect? And then, does it necessitate responding to? What about being open to change? Maybe, yeah, because diversity, inclusion, pluralism, these are all similar terms, but they have a little bit different. And here's our first activity. There'll be many more questions, so don't worry. If you're like, why this, I got this to say, it's okay. And most days I come with more questions than answers. So today is like, it's no different than like, oh, Andrew's not telling us the answer to this. Thankfully, because that's not our religion. Our religion is to ask together. So my questions come here. And I want to use some examples of what experiencing life a little bit differently might look like. Right? Because we're all in life together, but we have slightly different experiences. I mean, even of the same event, right? I know that Gina had a service where she broke into groups and had art pieces, and you looked at the art pieces, and people had different experiences of that art, even though it was the exact same event. And the song we heard and the example was about
observing an elephant without the use of sight, and how we all see something, see in quotes there, something different, how we all experience something different. So today, I'm going to start with optical illusions, starting with a very classic one. What do you see here?
Two faces.
Of chalice, a vase, right, in the center? A vase, a vase. You didn't know it was so high class, did you? It's a vase. A chalice. I love that we said chalice before we said a vase or a vase, right? It's a chalice. There should be a flame on top. Or two faces. What about this next one? I go from the simple one we might have seen before. What do you see here? A tree. Also two faces. If you need to move, you can move. Like if this is blocking you, please, low key, move to the side so you can see. I know the lectern may be in your space. Yes, I'm talking to my son. That's fine. You can move. Okay, how about this one? This is another one that's fairly well known. Is it a duck? Is it a rabbit? Is it a rabbit? Some of these take a little, they take a moment. And some are like, oh, oh, there, yeah. What about this next one? This drawing is entitled My Wife and My Mother-in-Law. There's a young lady. I need a pointer. So the young lady, this is her chin, and she's facing that way. The older woman, this is her nose. Her chin is here. Do you see those? So it's not just that we see different things, but it's that we are able to maybe like, oh, you see that? Oh, I see this. And what about this one? Who's correct here? Right, I mean, who's correct? Is one of these people correct? Is one wrong? Which brings me to the title and the inspiration, one more, for the service, the story about the blind people and the elephant. It's like many people are asked to explain what an elephant is without visual aid. One person holds onto the tail and says, well, this is a rope, right? Other person grabs a leg and says, it's more like a tree. Touching the ears, says, it's a fan or a pancake or something like that. The one at the side may say, it's a wall. The trunk is like, oh, no, it's a snake, right? Who is correct? None of them? All of them? None of them? Right? Are they all correct? Are they all wrong? Yes. The answer could be yes for all of it. Are they just missing the picture? We don't know. And this is a question for much of religion. One more. Who is correct, right? This comes up sometimes in religions. Like, who is correct? Right? I mean, you'll hear that often if you have religious conversations with people. It's like, oh, this is the right one. This religion is not the right one. So who is correct? Which branch of which faith has the right answers? Are they all correct in one small part? Just like, well, it absolutely does feel like a rope. Or it absolutely does feel like a tree. Are they all wrong? Is there any way of knowing? I mean, like, right? I mean, I guess, are they all wrong if they assume they have the totality of understanding, maybe? That's it. And here's my question for you. What is theology? It's a nice, easy, small question for the Sunday morning. What's theology? The etymology is God study. Okay, well, that doesn't help that much. It helps a little bit. So what is theology? Whatever works for you. Whatever beliefs work for you. And you don't need to say your theology. Just like, what is it? What are we talking about here? What is it? Your religions, different religions?
It's attempts to answer the big questions.
Attempts to answer the sort of big questions. Yeah.
Structures for control.
Beliefs and myths.
Study of God. which can be, any of these can be unpacked more. What is a myth? What is God? What is, right? Any other ideas? Like, what is theology?
Ideas about the ultimate.
Ideas about the ultimate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, it's all of this and more. And again, at our potluck, keep talking. Keep being like, what is theology? What is theology for you? But for right now, we're going to sing a little bit more. I'm going to go back and forth, singing, talking. And this one speaks to theology in a way that makes some assumptions, but it's sort of fun. It's Over My Head, number 30 in the hymnal. If you ever feel like the video choices are like too high or too many typos, I invite you into helping plan service with me. Like, I get it. I know. It's like the most, like with this one, or the, no lyrics. Okay, well that, okay. Over my head, I hear music in the air. I see trouble in the air. I hear singing in the air. There must be a God somewhere. That's a bold statement, right? That's a really bold statement. But one that holds some clout. Yeah, here, look at this, right? I mean, look at the amazing world around you and in us, the universe and the miracle that is with everything. I mean, like the miracle that we exist at all, that we are part of nature, that we can step back, right? That we are stardust and we can sit here and ponder our own existence. I mean, it's stunning. It's a miracle, right? There must be an all-powerful, completely incomprehensible force, something we do not understand, something with knowledge at work. But isn't that just circular reasoning? Isn't that just saying, well, there must be a deity because I can't understand it any other way, so there must be, just like, right? I mean, it's sort of, I can see both and how it's preposterous and how it's the only conclusion you can come to. The handout I had, the optional handouts at the service, one side has views of the divine. And if you can send that first divine link to those Zoom participants, that's a link about the divine, not an actual divine link. I wish I had that. But it briefly, very, very briefly, talks about some world faiths and their views of the divine. And if you want a handout, you can go up and grab one. If they're all out, I can make more. Don't worry. But more important for me, and this is what I really get excited about. It's like I like to talk about, like, what does that religion say? What does this religion say? More important is, what do you think? What do you think? I want to know what you think. And so this is, we're getting personal. So what do you think about the divine? Remember, we are a caring, beloved community. So whether someone is near with you on their beliefs or very far, we're not going to judge them. We're going to be open, humble. Oh, interesting. This is pluralism at work. What do you think about the divine? Call it out, type it out. Mysterious.
Science.
Believe in science. Yeah.
Sharks.
Sharks. Okay.
Conspicuously absent in certain moments.
Delusional.
Does not exist
for me.
Unknowable.
Unknowable.
I would say openness to a connection.
Openness to a connection with something. Yeah, yeah.
Transcendent. Can't decide.
Can't decide. And Tony, what was yours?
Transcendent.
Transcendent. Can't decide, yeah.
Another word for beauty and harmony.
Another word for beauty or harmony. Yeah, Micah.
Oneness.
Oneness. The other, Micah, can you? Thank you. Man, to be a preacher's kid, you get called out right in the middle. Love you. The other big question, usually when we talk about theology, it's these two really big questions, and we could keep going about God, or not God, or divinity, or however you want to use that term. But let's pause and go to a, I don't know, more deeper, but a more personal, because this is one that will happen to all of us. So the next slide, please, is that death. And usual religions, if we talk about religion, it's like, well, what does it say about God, and what does it say about death? And those are some of the really sort of biggest unanswerable universal questions. Excuse me. So who or what is in charge as one term? And then what happens when our lives end? Yeah. Please. I know the lectern's in the way. You can move over. I got a lot of slides. And Zoom folks, there's a second link now, one about death. And if you turn your handout over, it has a lot of major religious faiths and their view on death and dying. And so once more, I want to know what you think. And this is where we come to try out our beliefs. This is where we come to, like, we can be vulnerable. We can be curious. What do you believe about death? If you're comfortable in this somewhat intimate, somewhat public setting.
Unknown.
Unknown. A very devout Catholic, last words were, I see the angels. Unknown.
Part of life.
The end.
Inevitable.
The beginning. Inevitable. Yeah.
Recycling.
Live to be worth missing. I don't want to exist for eternity. That's too long. A dream? Is that?
Agreed.
I thought you said a dream, which is also a dream. Agreed. Yeah.
Non-existence.
The same or maybe parallel to before birth. Yeah. It's going to be a deep potluck today, I'm telling you. All right. Sit with these questions. Sit with them. And thank you so much for sharing. I know that this is asking a lot. Like, hey, you get your deepest theological questions. Let's just shout them out. Say, what do you think? Thank you for sharing. Let's go to the next slide. And what I want you to do is hold these in your hearts, in your minds, in your souls. Share them over food at the potluck, at home with those you are with right now or later. But for now, let's breathe and pause in this theology. I want you to think, pray, meditate, what that means for you, and then to draw. You have a puzzle piece and a writing implement or a scrap of paper at home. Draw color on the white side, whatever you want. Maybe something informed by or about what we've been sharing, maybe something completely unrelated, but something that comes from you. And if you need a puzzle piece, or I don't know if there are more left, feel free to take a second or third. We're going to need them all, if you guess what we're doing with them. And you don't have to stop when we start singing, but you can keep creating as the service continues. But we will start singing, we laugh, we cry, and you can
Keep drawing or writing on your puzzle pieces. And if you need a different color, just turn to your neighbors and say, hey, can I borrow that? Can I have that one? Let's sing.
We laugh, we cry, we live, we die, we die.
Even to question truly is an answer.
Yeah, I like that sentiment, but it's also a cop-out. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, I'm just questioning. That's my answer.
Questioning is important. It's difficult. It's interesting, but questioning is not an answer. It's important to really spend some time with theological or unanswerable questions, those big answers. It's important to spend some time with them for yourself. For it's not just God and death. And here's where I get to another big question is, what does theology encompass? What else might be in theology?
Morality.
How you live your life. Let's go to the next slide. Here's a matrix I use, along with the handouts I use in a class about personal theology. And included in this, I get some big terms, but like, who am I? How do I know? Who or what is in charge? What is my purpose in life? What does my death mean? What other questions? Morality, how I live my life.
Purpose.
Ethics.
Meaning.
Goodness. Care. Love. Compassion.
Actions.
Someone already said love.
Yeah. All right. You said it before, I guess.
Love.
Never have too much love.
You can never have too much love.
All you need is love.
Oh, you need da. Forgiveness, helping others.
Healthy love.
Healthy love. What is love? We could keep going. And what does love mean when it's a capital L or a lowercase L? Is that a theological statement or a legal statement? Yes, all of that and more. Right? All of that, all of this, which is like, oh my gosh, those are big. Yes, all of this and more. And there's a reason I didn't hand this out, because like, I don't want to get bogged down in this. What is theology? It's so much. It's all that and more. So continue talking during our potluck throughout your week at home. You want to see pluralism in action? Ask your friends or your neighbors or your classmates or strangers you meet on the street about their views on some of these big questions. Like, hey, nice to meet you. What's your purpose in life? I was like, hey, I'm Andrew. What do you think happens when you die? No, I'm really like that. Like, wow. What would that lead to? Right? That would be pluralism in action. I mean, and then, right? Not just saying that, but like, listen to the responses. Whew. Oh, goodness. That would be neat. Now, this sort of conversation can get messy. You can imagine that if you're like, oh, I'm just not going to ask the cashier what they think about the meaning of life, maybe if there's no one behind you in line. But this sort of conversation can get messy. It can be difficult. It can be awkward. It can also lead to amazing connections, amazing possibilities, just like our next activity, which is where we join our individual selves into something larger, where we as a congregation create a puzzle. How is it going to work? I don't know. I'm always up for trying new things. So I have a table set up in the middle of the sanctuary. Online, you're just going to have to imagine the chaos that's going to ensue. I'm sure you can. To create a puzzle. Everyone to put their puzzle piece. If there are more, we're going to need them. So someone has to like go and get them, please. And part of the wonder is how we come together. How this shared ministry, this shared work of creating something from individuals is going to work. Music we'll play, and then we may have to pause. Bless you. We may have to pause, we may have to come back to this. But for now, bless you. Bless you all. Please enter into this space. And actually, if you make it on top of that piece of wood on the table, then we can hopefully easily flip it and see what happens on both sides. Bless you. So let us make our puzzle and listen to music.
try to say Jesus when you pray. Some believe Muhammad, Allah, or Buddha are the way. Is there no God or a pantheon of gods up in the sky? I'll honor your choices and you can honor mine. Whether you are red, black, yellow, brown, or white, a man with a husband or a woman with a wife, we can debate till the end of time who's wrong and who is right. Or I can honor your choices and you can honor mine. We are one. Love and prosperity, but can we give up our need to be right? Give the world a present, give the gift of your acceptance. Give the world a present, give the gift of your acceptance. Some believe that God's a him and some say he's a her. Does God live here in our hearts or out in the universe? Gandhi was a Hindu, Martin Luther King, a Christian. Regardless of religion, they knew love was the mission. They call you Israeli and they call me an American. I look at you and I don't see a country, I just see my friend. I pray we're in each other's lives for a long, long time. Cause I honor your choices and you are mine. We are one the same things from life. We want peace, love, and prosperity. Can we give? Give the world a present, give the gift of your acceptance. Give the world a present, give the gift of your acceptance.
Has come to a pause, an end. I invite us to actually, let's pause on the puzzle. Let's pause on the puzzle and come back to it, because this is the part where we really, usually when I'm talking or singing, I'm like, no, you can do whatever. But this is where we open up for others to share. So Mike and Ryan, pause, we'll come back to it. You'll have time.
We do take time when we come together
for each of us,
in our hearts, if we wish,
to share time.
What's important so that we can reinforce, we can support,
we can be part of one another's lives. I invite you to come up, remind us who you are. I didn't tell you I'm Tony Black, but I am. Tell us who you are and share the important things of this moment in your life so that we can be fully together.
We can bring this time of sharing to a close. Today, we will not be singing Spirit of Life because variety is the spice of life. Or is that chili powder? Either way, we'll be singing This Little Light of Mine, and the words will show up here on the screen momentarily. It is 118 in the hymnal if you have one.
this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.
Prayer is lifting up a voice in song or chant. Prayer is connecting with something larger than ourselves. Prayer is asking for or granting forgiveness. Prayer is all of those things and more. Prayer is sitting in silence in awe of anything. So let us join for a few moments of shared silence with a personal prayer, whatever that is for you. Amen. My final reflection, and this is the time when you can, if you want to keep working on that puzzle, you can finish it off. If anyone's excited about that, I will not be offended if you're working on a puzzle. My final reflection here is about the golden rule and about Unitarian Universalism. Linda Weaver found this picture. It's a good one. It's a really good one. Yeah. Because it's about Unitarian Universalism. For if we come together in the diversity of belief, then what is our unity? Right? What holds us together? Why aren't we all just by ourselves in the woods meditating our own theology? Do we need unity? I mean, is there something on which we must agree? I say yes. And that shared aspect of our faith is how we act. Right? We are a covenantal faith. Have you heard that before? We're a faith based on covenant, covenantal, based on agreement of action, the agreement that we're going to play nice with each other, right? And then we'll listen to one another, even when we differ, even when we're the same, even when we're just a little bit different, because those are sometimes the hardest times. The agreement that we're going to be nice to one another. Because for Unitarian Universalism, all the questions asked previously, they're all interesting, and they're all very important on an individual level. But for the community, it's about how we act. It's about how we act with one another. The outcome of the puzzle will be, I had to conjugate that, will be neat, it will be interesting, and it will be beautiful. And all the individual pieces coming together speak to a greater whole. And how do we get there, right? How are we getting there? Is there pushing and shoving? I hope not. Was there confusion and unintended bumping? Yeah, probably. Is that like group puzzle making and theological discourse? There are parallels there, right? There are parallels. Was there also care? Was there also response to others? Yes. Was there also going out to try to find, I see what's happening now, it's like we're missing some pieces. Was there going out and seeing, looking for our lost members? We're missing three pieces. We'll have to work on that. Three pieces. We're looking for three pieces here, right? So we're not alone. Unitarian, yeah, leave it on the board there. Great, thanks. We're not alone in this focus on action, but usually for religions, that's a sort of secondary thing. And that's why I brought this poster, which was in our attic, right here. Not here, I guess, over there. Yeah. In the attic here. About the golden rule. Who knows the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Some version of that. This has its paraphrased many different faiths. Many different faiths, a similar way of saying, either in the positive or negative, don't do to someone which is hurtful to you. Do to others what you want, right? There's a focus, there's a common focus here. For us, for Unitarian Universalists, that is the crux of like living together. Well, actually, hold on. I got this. Look at this. I'm going to pause in what I'm saying. And we're going to focus. Can the camera focus too? Maybe. I'll narrate what I'm doing. I'm looking at the puzzle. Oh my gosh, do you see what it is? It's an elephant. Yeah, it's an elephant. Did anyone know it was an elephant with their little piece? It was hard to tell with your little piece. Now look at, see, some days. Hopefully you can see that. Whoop, turn back. Got it. Boom, elephant. Some days, some things in my life get planned out well. Today, this one thing, excuse me, Ryan, got planned out well. Look. What does he have there? What does the other side look like? Look at that. Wow. You can see that. You're going to have to come close to this. I'll have it out for the potluck, but you can see all the... You can see all the different things that we've drawn and we've colored. Here we go, Zoom. I couldn't find any colored pens. They would have been a little darker. Yep, there we go. So we'll look around as we're eating for our potluck, maybe to find those other pieces. And we can flip this back and forth to see both sides. I don't know where they are. No, this is not my son. He thinks I'm playing a trick on you. If there were a deeper... truth that I could witness to by losing some pieces, I would have planned it that way. And maybe it is. Maybe it is saying, look, your views of the divine, your views of death, of the holy, of the morality, of ethics, like, we need you. We need you. We don't know what, we know it's an elephant on the one side, but we don't know what we're missing without you. We don't know what we're missing without you. So maybe I should have hidden some pieces. We need you here. Right? Ours is not to tell people what to believe. Ours is to invite into a beloved community where plurality and kindness is lauded. Let us sing a final closing hymn, not in our hymnal. Draw the circle wide. You may rise in body or in spirit. Draw the circle wide.
Draw the circle wide, draw it wide. this be our song. Noah stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. God is the point of the circle, round whom all creation turns. Nothing lost but held forever in God's gracious arms. Draw the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song. No one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. Let our hearts touch far horizons, so encompass great and small. Let our loving know no borders, faithful to God's call. Draw the circle wide, draw it wide. Let this be our song. No one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. Let the dreams we dream be larger than we've ever dreamt before. Let the dream of Christ be in us, open every door. Circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song. No one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. Sometimes
I pick a song, I'm like, I love this song, it's great, this video looks good. I'm like, oh, that's a little more Christian than I thought in the middle of my singing it, which is great for me to remember that I just talked about being open to faith in the sermon. So I'm like, oh, okay, no. Yeah, yes, and that's okay. Sometimes, I'll end with a joke. Do you know why Unitarian Universalists make bad choirs? No offense to our choir, which is lovely. Do you know why they make? They're always reading ahead to see if they agree with the lyrics. Yes. There can be good music with theologies that resonate with us. There can be good music with theologies which do not resonate with us. Thank you for being pluralistic and open in our faith of covenant and action. Do you want to extinguish our chalices? Please, Ryan. Our faiths go on. The flame of our beliefs will be forever lit in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. For now, we extinguish our shared flames, knowing that they will be kindled again the next time we gather. Thank you. We close with these words. Diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance. Amen and blessed be.
Okay.